From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Dr. Cairns has begun a series devoted to the life and ministry of one of the greatest figures in the history of the Christian Church, the Apostle Paul. In the course of these studies, we'll see how God took a fanatical enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ and transformed him into the greatest evangelist the world has ever seen, apart from Christ himself. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his initial message called A Young Man Whose Name Was Saul. Saul of Tarsus was a brilliant young Pharisee, whose natural gifts and intellectual achievements placed him among the greatest minds of the ancient world. He enjoyed high privileges in his heritage among the Jewish nation, as well as in his family. Yet his hatred of Christianity blinded him to the truth of the gospel. In unfolding the early days of Paul, Dr. Cairns is drawing parallels between that gifted young man and so many young people of today who have had similar spiritual privileges, but who have spurned them. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Guardian of the Fatherless. The text is Hosea 14 and verse 3. In thee the fatherless find mercy. This is an excellent reason for casting away all other confidences and relying upon the Lord alone. When a child is left without its natural protector, our God steps in and becomes his guardian. So also, when a man has lost every object of dependence, he may cast himself upon the living God and find in him all that he needs. Orphans are cast upon the fatherhood of God, and he provides for them. The writer of these pages knows what it is to hang on the bare arm of God, and he bears his willing witness that no trust is so well warranted by facts or so sure to be rewarded by results as trust in the invisible but ever-living God. Some children who have fathers are not much the better off because of them, but the fatherless with God are rich. Better have God and no other friend than all the patrons on the earth and no God. To be bereaved of the creature is painful, but so long as the Lord remains the fountain of mercy to us, we are not truly orphaned. Let fatherless children plead the gracious word for today, and let all who have been bereaved of visible support do the same. Lord, let me find mercy in Thee. The more needy and helpless I am, the more confidently do I appeal to Thy loving heart.
In times of deep despair I lift my eyes unto the hills where comes my help and aid, unto the God who cares for his own, unto the God whose glories never keeps me safe both night and day.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures, and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
I want you to take a moment and ponder the picture I have tried to paint of a young man born in a good home. A young man taught scriptures from his very childhood. Trained up in useful work and biblical discipline. A young man who was early in his teenage years brought under the influence of a great teacher. A teacher with some genuine sympathy for the gospel of Christ. And a young man to whom God gave the opportunity to hear preachers like Stephen, and had he desired, Peter and the rest, preaching the gospel of Christ in the power of the Holy Ghost, in the fire and the dynamite of Pentecost. And to check their message by a personal study of the Hebrew Scriptures. That's the man that we have before us. And yet, he remained unsaved. An enemy of the very God whose name he so proudly bore. A betrayer of the very law that he claimed to uphold. He was, as he later confessed, the chief of sinners. Blinded by bigotry, by ignorance, and by unbelief. That's a startling picture. One that's all too often overlooked when people study Paul. A startling picture. It's a picture we would all do well to ponder very carefully. Because as far as it goes, it presents to us the all too familiar story of wasted privileges. I fear that there are many, many people who are just like Saul of Tarsus at this stage of his career. I fear that there are some, even in this meeting, who may well see in him an image of themselves. I want you tonight to consider Saul's case very, very carefully. And I want you to see, if and how you are wasting precious privileges. Saul was wasting great national privileges. He was a Jew. That gave him the richest religious heritage of any people on earth. Then he was a Roman. That gave him the most prized political heritage of any people on earth. He was from Tarsus, the great center of learning. And then he was brought up in Jerusalem, a center of rabbinical learning. So that he had rare cultural and educational advantages. He might well have been born a pagan. He might well have been born a slave. But he wasn't. God gave him all these great privileges of race. And as most people would be, he was thoroughly proud of them. He was glad to say, "I am a Jew. A Hebrew of the Hebrews." On occasion, he was very glad to say, "I am a Roman. I am a citizen by birth," with all the protection that citizenship brought. But, with all that, he was not a citizen of the most important nation of all, the nation he came to call the Israel of God. Think of this. Here's a young man who is so proud of his earthly citizenship. He is so proud of the national privileges into which he was born. And yet, he was absolutely thoughtless about being excluded from the most important citizenship of all. Because at this stage, whatever earthly privileges he had, he was certainly not in the Israel of God. In the census, he was noted as a citizen of Rome. His papers were in order. His privileges were such that none could question them. But his name was not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He was not listed among those who were in God's people, redeemed by God's Son and bound for God's presence. I want you to think of that picture, because the parallel is all too clear for too many Americans. You also have a rich national heritage. You could have been born a slave, and there are still slaves by the million across this world, despite all the efforts of Western governments. They're still there by the million. You could have been born there. Not a thing in the world you did to be born here. You could have been born under communism. You could have been born under paganism. You could have been born and reared in the vile superstitions of animism. But you weren't. In the sovereign mercy of God, you were born in a land of social, political, economic and religious freedom. You were born in a land the like of which there is not in this world. Rightly, you may be proud of American citizenship. Rightly, you may be proud of America's brief but powerful history. My friend, it is a waste of those privileges to be an American to go to hell. It is a waste of those privileges to luxuriate in the citizenship of earth while all the time being excluded from citizenship in heaven. If it means much for you to carry the passport with the American crest upon it, it will mean nothing when you come to the Jordan of death and you do not have citizenship in glory. What waste of privilege. Then Saul was wasting great family privileges. The Lord safely brought him into the world. It's easy to say that. And you remember, as late as the middle of the last century, even in the more advanced countries of Europe, one in three children died at birth. You will realize it was a mercy from God who brought him safely into the world. And then he set him in a good home with a loving family. He had a mother, a father. We know he had a sister and possibly others. Those whom he calls his kinsmen, writing to the Romans, may well have been immediate family. We're not quite sure. But these people were his kin, who made life comfortable and secure. He was a young fellow born into this kind of a home. His needs were met. He was given a good start in life. He was very proud of his family tree. Here was a young man who could trace his ancestry back through the generations, all the way to Benjamin, through Benjamin all the way to Abraham, the father of the faithful. You talk about a family tree. He had it. And yet, he was not in the family of God. What a waste of privilege. Some of you have even greater privileges. Some of you were born into homes just as good as Saul's home, and even better, for there you not only learned the scriptures by rote, you learned the gospel. Some of you were born into homes where you were nurtured in the faith of the gospel. Where there wasn't a day but that you were led to the throne of God in prayer. There wasn't a day but that you were faced with the glories of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You learned how God loved this world of sinners lost and sent His only begotten Son to die upon a cross, to take our sins upon Him, to shed His blood for us and redeem us unto Him. You learned the way of salvation by grace through faith alone, in Christ alone. With all the privileges of family, the praying fathers and praying mothers, yet you're outside of the family of God. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. To take such a privilege, throw it away. The families of earth are together for just a little time. The old hymn asked the question, will the circle be unbroken? By and by, there are loved ones in the glory whose dear forms we often miss. When you close your earthly story, will you join them in their bliss? I thought particularly of the words of the hymn, in the joyous days of childhood, oft they told of wondrous love, pointed to the dying Savior. Now they dwell with Him above. One by one their seats were emptied. One by one they went away. Here the circle has been broken. Will it be complete one day? Will that circle be unbroken? Or will you take this most prized and precious privilege, cast it in the dust, and tramp on it on your way to hell? Saul was wasting great family privileges.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.